FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
First, I want to play you this clip from the upcoming issue of Full Measure this weekend.
The MS-13 gang is responsible for horrendous crimes in the U.S. We traveled to Honduras to talk to members face-to-face.
Wow, just one of the many stories that Cheryl Atkinson covers each week on her Full Measure program. She's the host of a Sinclair Sunday TV program, Full Measure, and of course also the author of a couple of New York Times bestsellers, The Smear and Stonewalled, and we're lucky to have her back on the program this week. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, MS-13 is one of those issues the president brings up every time he talks about border security and dangerous folks who are coming into this country. What did your report expose about MS-13?
Well, one of our correspondents went to Honduras to talk to some MS-13 gang members and talk to some non-gang members who are trying to come into the U.S. as well. But we kind of wanted to get at the heart of the notion that some are, as the president and others say, great people who try to come here, very desperate, from desperate situations. And some are, as the president and others say, bad, bad criminals. And unfortunately, we can't tell which is which, or sometimes we even know, and they're allowed in anyway. Some time ago, I did some research because everybody was saying, well, there are a lot of criminals who are illegal immigrants, and others were saying, no, there are not. And there really were no hard stats because, by definition, we can't measure what illegal immigrants are doing here because they're largely untracked.
Sure.
But I looked at the best stats we have in one case, which came from, collected under the Obama administration, prison stats. And it shows that really, in a fairly short period of time, over a couple of years, more than 1 million drug crimes here in the U.S. were committed by illegal aliens. More than 663,000 assaults, sex offenses, and kidnappings. How many homicides? 33,000 homicide charges in just a couple of years against illegal immigrants. And 1,500 terrorism-related crimes. And then, you know, I also hear people say, well, illegal immigrants are actually more law-abiding than Americans. You know, they actually contribute more to our society if they were to displace Americans because they're even better. And that is belied by, again, these Obama administration numbers that showed 1 in 5 federal prison inmates, 1 in 5 are criminal aliens. And that's far disproportionate to their presence here in the U.S.
Yeah, I would think so. And, you know, just yesterday, there was another example of it, of illegal immigrant arrested in California in connection with the murder of a 59-year-old woman.
Happens all the time. It's usually not reported. I would say, you know, at least every few days, if not more often, there are serious crimes being committed by kind of high profile, at least in the local arena, by illegal immigrants. And sometimes you don't know if they are because depending on where it happens, the victims will say that the U.S. attorneys or prosecutors won't even say they're illegal immigrants or will not even make an issue of that, or it won't be reported in the press, but it happens. And then in terms of cost, so that was another thing, we can only look at a subset that we know of because we really don't know the total cost. We don't know, you know, how many illegal immigrants even are in prison because they're not all reported to the federal government. But of those we know, the government says this costs us at least $15 billion over a 5-year period, or about $2.5 billion a year, talking about prison to keep them in, you know, our jails and prisons. So this is a huge cost, not to diminish the otherwise honest and good people who do come here.
Sure.
But there are definitely two sides to the story, and I find that so often, for whatever reason, we only tell one.
We only hear of one. Like, for example, the guy I just mentioned in California had been arrested 9 previous times and had been released from the local penitentiary there in California twice, and ICE detention orders were ignored on both of those occasions. It's stunning what's going on out there that oftentimes doesn't get reported that way. And many times it's because the local authorities in these sanctuary cities, that's not the version of it they want to tell.
It's true. And I'm always for give people the information. If they still conclude that it's on balance better to have illegal immigration than not, that's something people can decide on themselves. But don't hide the fact that there are these costs. And if you're in the media, if you're me, don't say this doesn't exist. Don't just buy into whatever certain people say when you can do your own research and find that there is another side to the story.
Right. You know, Cheryl, I always like to tap into your experience as a journalist in Washington and on the national scene. One of the big stories that I've covered the past week or so is the attacks by Media Matters on Fox News, on Tucker Carlson specifically, on Jeanine Pirro, calling for boycotts and trying to get them taken off the air. Tucker Carlson had a great piece last night talking about how this is targeted specifically at conservatives, and the same standards are not applied many times to Joy Reid and people who are on more of the, I don't know, left-leaning or mainstream news organizations. What's your take on that?
Well, he's right about that, and I wrote about that in The Smear, and I'll have a little piece in The Hill later today that addresses some of this. But that's the hallmark of a smear. That's when someone is targeted, usually not for the reason that they say they're being criticized for at the moment. They're targeted because they're a political enemy or corporate enemy or competitive. But then it's pretended by the propagandist or the smear artist that they're targeted for this reason of something they said. And the goal is not to get an apology or to really rectify some wrong. It's annihilation of the person who this political or financial interest wants to destroy for other reasons. And one way you can see those is, these smears, is that there are the double standards, that when similar things are done by other people that are on a different side, that's treated completely differently. And I, again, I sort of have hallmarks of what I consider a smear after interviewing many of those who operate in the industry, and that's one of them. So, you know, I'm going to write later today in The Hill about the notion that if every time we see this happen, and it happens to people on the left and the right. Now, Media Matters is among the best at it because they're plugged into the media. They do a lot of training. They're hugely funded. So they're very successful at the smears. But it's done by all sides. And it wouldn't work. And our news wouldn't be plastered with these smears that are really not all that important sometimes in terms of world events if it didn't work on us. And if we would step back when this happens. It requires us being the bigger person sometimes instead of saying, hey, finally we got one of their guys, and these dueling smears go back and forth. If we would step back and look at the bigger picture and say, this multi-billion-dollar smear industry is using us like a bunch of saps, pulling our strings, knowing how we'll react if they do certain things and pursue certain smears. And if we just would say, we're not interested, or we're far less interested than you're trying to make us be, then it wouldn't work. And it only works as long as we decide it's effective.
Yeah, as long as we let them get away with it. And you see it again all the time. They use the Southern Poverty Law Center as the source for a lot of these stories.
Well, as I trace in The Smear, and you can check the book out at a lot of libraries now, there are so many connected nonprofit groups, LLCs, PR firms, crisis management firms, blogs, websites. They want to make it look like it's a grassroots, broad effort that's against somebody or something, when it's usually a handful of the same people operating through different nonprofits or different innocent or benevolent-sounding groups. And that's part of the strategy. That's why it works. You know, it begins to create an impression or a misimpression in the media that, wow, everybody's so interested in this. It's the top news of the day, and